I'm Jane Nowke. And I grew up in a small Finnish community north of Brule. That's my favorite thing to write about.
Closer.
Yeah.
Just like a rock star, kissing the mic. This is called Hot Lunch. At Brule Grade School, the cafeteria was in the basement. The room was full of long tables and those dull brown folding chairs. Light poured in through high windows in the west wall. We all filed into the room at lunchtime, chattering happily until one of the teachers shushed us and led us in a simple grace. Yes, we prayed together, and to my knowledge, no one ever complained. I certainly didn't mind. I liked the relaxing hush of it, I guess. I remember when the words of the Pledge of Allegiance were changed from one nation indivisible to one nation under God indivisible. I didn't mind that either. What did I know? Those are my good memories of the Brule Grade School cafeteria. Otherwise, it was a place I dreaded. We had no choice about what to eat or how much. Now that I did mind. It was much more important than the separation of church and state. The lunch ladies put lots of everything on our plates. No one was allergic to anything back then. Those of us who didn't live right in Brule were mostly farm kids, going barefoot in barns and pastures, sampling the cow's salt licks with our own curious tongues. What they fed us at school didn't scare our parents. Besides, they had already paid for it, and we better eat it. By the time of checking milk cartons for rejected food, was pretty awful when it came. There was no choice, no polite way to say no, and now no surreptitious way to hide what you could not stomach. It was the same all over our rural district. We could count ourselves lucky if the rumors about lunchtime at Maple Corner School were true. We heard that one kid there was required to sit all afternoon over his plate of uneaten and congealing food. There was no escape until he broke down and ate up. Years later, my younger brother Pete was assigned the job of milk carton inspector at Maple Corner School. He told me that little kids would look at him with pleas for mercy in their eyes. He never turned anyone in. What was so bad about our lunches, you might be asking yourself. Let's see, there was the dreaded rubber meat soup. Each piece of beef in the gray broth was full of unchewable gristle. If you got a big piece in your mouth, there was nothing you could do but chew hopelessly until you took the plunge and swallowed it whole. I'm suspicious of soup to this very day. Always expecting to find something unpalatable, no matter how good it looks or what mouth-watering aromas rise from the bowl, I approach it cautiously, eyes open at all times. And then there was hamburger gravy over mashed potatoes. That hamburger must have been very fatty. It left a viscous, scummy film on the roof of my mouth. Lasted till well into the afternoon. And even desserts were fraught with peril. Take rice pudding with raisin sauce, for instance. Now, Finns love rice pudding, and I have tasted some that's pretty good. There's at least one rice pudding recipe in every Finnish cookbook you pick up, but I always approach it warily. The pudding they served in the Brule Grade School cafeteria was a glutinous mess. It was thick and sticky. This is really true. You could put your spoon in the middle of it and pick it up like a popsicle. The sickeningly sweet raisin sauce was so thick and solid that it stayed in place on the bottom of the popsicle. It was horrible. One day, out of desperation, I pretended to have a toothache to get out of eating it. I had gagged when I took the first bite, and I knew I couldn't do it. I spent the afternoon languishing in the sick room, but happy, even as I listened to everybody else playing outside in the sunshine at recess. What a privileged character I was. These meals were undoubtedly ambrosial to some of the kids among us who got little to eat at home, especially the ones whose parents were alcoholics and neglected them, or whose folks just didn't have enough money to give them hearty meals. That raisin sauce that makes my teeth hurt just thinking about it was probably just the sweet treat they longed for. Thank you very much.